Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the podcast today. Joanne with you here for a little bit, and I want to thank you so much for those of you who are just faithful to listen, and I know that you're hungry for the Word of God, and I know that the Lord is speaking. It would be really neat to find out how God is doing things in your life or the fruit that is coming from this. And I know that at the bottom of each podcast, there is a place to comment. So I would love to hear your comments sometime. Heads up, if you are a regular listener, I am currently looking at whether or not to continue the podcast on this website or to switch to another website. So I'm investigating that right now. I've come to the end of my storage capacity again here on Podomatic, which means I would have to upgrade. And so I'm looking at the expense of that. By the way, there is a PayPal donate button somewhere on the page if you wanted to contribute to the podcast. But if not, I do believe that the Lord is instructing me to continue. I'm just looking at what is the most financially feasible way to do that. So heads up about that. I'll probably be speaking more about that at a later podcast, so you'll know what is up. Okay, so this is actually yesterday's word, and I'm coming back to it because it was powerful in delivering it. It is something that God has been doing in my life personally, and so when we have a fresh testimony, there's fresh power on the word, there's fresh anointing, and so we're just going to start out with Isaiah chapter 6 because it's a verse of scripture I heard over the weekend, and it'll just get us going. Isaiah, he had an encounter with the Lord early in his ministry. And, you know, anytime you come into close proximity with the Lord, you do become aware of where you lack. You become aware of your sin or the things that need to be straightened up. And when he saw the Lord, he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." And then one of the seraphim, the angels, took a live coal and touched it to his mouth and said to him, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged." I am a strong believer that what comes out of our mouth is a revealer of what is inside our heart. Even Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth will speak." So, huge revelation about what we believe. It will be in the words we say. God wants us to speak life. He wants us to speak truth. But if we find some things coming out of our mouth, like Isaiah did, then we invite the Lord in to do a purifying work on the inside of us. And that was kind of one of the things that I'd been through just in the past two or three weeks. I have been listening more to Dr. Carolyn Leaf, and she is a Christian brain scientist, and she's got a wonderful program. I've just done a three-week program where she goes deep, and we allow God to uncover some faulty beliefs, and he causes some things to come up, and then we can dismantle it. We can take it apart, and we can rewrite our false beliefs with his truth. And I can't tell you how refreshing that is to get rid of some of the chatter in the brain. And so I just want to give God glory and praise for the way that he walks us through just a tune-up. You know, you take your car in for maintenance. You have the tires rotated. You have the oil changed so that it runs properly. And every once in a while, we just need that. I mean, we need something to happen on the inside of us to change us, transform us from the inside out. And then it comes out of our mouth, and it's life. It not only is a tree of life to us, it's a tree of life that others can eat from. Okay, so glory and praise to God. He just never stops working on us. Here's the word that the Lord was speaking. Is that you know that you have a renewed mind and that you've been transformed when you begin to see your problems as possibilities. In other words, you see the obstacles as places that God wants to work. And, you know, all of a sudden you have faith. It's like you're not intimidated by the problem anymore. You're not intimidated by the issues or thrown into a spiral. Instead, you're saying, okay, this is where God is for me. He's not against me. And so we're wanting that renewed and that transformed mind. We're wanting the faith muscle, the faith organ, you know, just to be working properly. And so that's part of the renewed mind that's talked about in Ephesians 4:23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, God looks at problems and he sees possibilities. He sees miracles that can happen. And guess what? We get to look at things the same way when our mind has been renewed like God's. Romans 12:2. Do not copy the patterns and the behavior of this world, but let God transform you by changing the way you think. You know, how does the world look at problems? Well, they complain, you know, and they go into fear and they process on people before they process with God. We may talk about that a little bit more. So anyway, God just does an amazing work, and I am so thankful for that. Yesterday, as I started out, you know, I was trying to just journal some thoughts and, you know, kind of process out something with God. And just on a fluke, it was a whim. I just turned the page and I made a list. So you're going to need pencil and paper, okay, or pen. If you need to pause the podcast and go get those, it's just a real healthy exercise. And then come back and listen to what's up. I made a list, two lists actually, and on one side of the page I wrote what was titled Joys, the joys that are currently in my life, the things that I could see that God was doing, things I was grateful for, things that I was praising him for. And then on the next list beside it, I was tempted to write disappointments. Okay, just being honest, you know, not complaining, but as I was getting ready to make that list, I felt this shift in the spirit. It was like he was saying, write desires. It's like, okay. So in other words, shifting what we would call a disappointment to a desire. And it actually caused my faith to increase for those things. It caused my expectation of what God wanted to do to come up higher. And I saw those things as goals and possibilities. And so that was, you know, where the Lord said again, you know that you have the renewed mind when you see problems as possibilities and room for God to work. So God right now is just releasing faith. Those things that you will put in that second column, God's releasing a new perspective so that you can see those are places that he is wanting to work in your life. They don't have to stay like those dead bones, you know, in Ezekiel, where Ezekiel went into the valley of dry bones and they were dry. They were long past dead. But God said to those bones, live. And this is the God we serve. We have a God who breathes life into dead things, and he calls things that are not as though they were. You think about creation in Genesis 1. He called things to exist out of nothing, but simply by the word that he spoke. And so this is the God we serve when you look at that list of your desires. And as you write those things down, you're actually lifting up a prayer to the Lord. I've done this in the past, and we had started a Bible study in our church. It was a church-wide life group study, and we started out with making a list of things we were asking the Lord for, and he said, tuck it in your Bible. And it was amazing over a year's time to see what God did with that list that I had written. So I impart that to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I release that over you, that as you write your list of desires, you're offering up places that God wants to bring a miracle about, or he wants things to function in your life. So definitely do the exercise. There's fresh life on it right now. But here's what I found. And God wants to go after areas of unbelief, okay, in our life. As I wrote down that list, which, by the way, my joys was a very long list, by the way. But as I was writing down my desires, I found that nearly half of the things that I wrote on that list all had to do with the same thing. And it was an area that I had become very discouraged in, and I was very sad over it, very disappointed, because I had quit. It was something that I had given up on because of unbelief. And the moment I looked at that and I said, okay, God, I will take that up again. I want you to know that I started feeling hope and faith to be able to tackle that area of my life again. So you know what? Mark 9:23. It's a great verse that Jesus speaks to us. He says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. We've got to get our thinking right and what we believe, because then all things are possible. Yeah, maybe I'd had some blows. Maybe I'd had some things go wrong. But guess what? God resurrects dead things, okay? And he wants us to have faith and believe for the impossible. Just a little side note, you know, about the centurion. He was the Roman who came to Jesus and asked to have his servant healed. And he said, I'm not even worthy to have you come into my house, but all you have to do is speak the word. He says, I understand what authority is, because I am a man of authority and I have men under me. I speak something and they go or they do it. And all you have to do is speak the word, and it'll happen. And I believe that God speaks what he's wanting over our life. He speaks the word. And once God speaks it, man, if we can hear what he's speaking over us and attach our faith to it, then those are the things that are possible to us. And so if you have the desire for it, chances are he has spoken it over you. There, you wouldn't have that desire if it wasn't something that he wanted for your life. He gives you the desires of your heart. It's almost like the Holy Spirit within you. He works within your heart to desire for the things that he longs for you. And even the things that seem impossible, you know, where maybe family, you know, issues with family, long-standing things. He can resurrect those things. And, you know, you may be looking at the joy list and saying, well, you know, life just really sucks right now. I hate to say that. But, you know, it's like, okay, you may be totally overwhelmed and not knowing what to write on the first column. Well, let's go back to the basics, okay? Are you saved? Do you have Jesus in your life? Okay, go back to the very basics and start there. You know, has he healed you in the past? Have you experienced a provision? You know, just start there with what the Lord has done for you. Do you have a Bible? All right, you have the inspired Word of God in your hand. All right, just start with very basics and go from there. And once you get that muscle working, you will begin to think of other things that are joys in your life, because God has blessed all of us. Okay, can you feel that your unbelief has been destroyed? any area that God would uncover of unbelief, I mean, he's going after that. He's giving fresh faith, because he's a limitless God. Another side note, I looked up the word believes, and in the Gospel of John alone, how many times Jesus said, it's recorded in the Gospel of John, he who believes, or whoever believes. So belief is really important. Now, as I said, I went through this 3-week program, and actually it extends to 2 months. You want to know what's humbling about that? You know, so many of these huge, overwhelming issues in life, or that we think are huge and overwhelming, it seems like the mountain that needs moved is on the outside of us. But what's really humbling is we find out that it's nothing more than a thought in our brain, faulty thinking. And man, Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And boy, you want to talk about being humbled, is when you think that the thing that is so huge on the outside of you, that mountain, is nothing more than faulty thinking. Lord have mercy. Lord help us to dismantle the strongholds, to pull them down, God, and to change the way we think and the way that we believe, because all things are possible to him who believes. And you know, God just wants to rewrite. I feel his presence right now. He just wants to rewrite faulty thinking with truth, because there's an anointing on that. Man, when the desire comes, it's a tree of life, okay? I mean, this thought structure in the mind, it's part of our faith, okay? What we are believing on the inside. So I just want to bless you with that and let you know that if you let God into those places that he uncovers, if you'll let God into those hidden places, and man, if you'll just get a pencil and paper and you find something that's a lie that you've believed, you write that on paper and you acknowledge that, you're going to weaken it. And if you can figure out where did that come from, write that down, weaken it some more. And how does that thing really make you feel? Okay, that lie or that faulty thinking, how does that really working on the inside of you? What is that producing on the inside of you? Write that down. And you start dismantling that thing and invite the Holy Spirit in to give you truth in that area of your life. Man, he can start building a whole new thinking system, a whole new mindset that's in alignment with the thoughts of heaven toward you. And then your faith, you know, it's going to flow out of what you believe, and it's going to change your decisions. It's going to change what you speak. So yeah, I've had a good time in, you know, just in my quiet place with God and dismantling some areas of unbelief I desperately needed. So God wants to do that for all of us. Let's see if I've got all these post-it notes marked off. I think we're about there. All right. So, Heavenly Father, Jesus said these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." And even in Luke, it said the recovery of sight to the blind. Father, we pray for a deep working in our lives. Lord, anyone who is struggling with unbelief, I pray that they would not fear bringing that to the surface, God, and trusting that as they present that to you, God, that you will dismantle it, that you will take the weapons of the enemy out of that, that you will disconnect them from the pain of any memories, God, or anything that has hurt them, God. Yeah, Father, just do a complete work. Yeah, take the sting out, God. Remove the sting of those things that have caused us to quit, caused us to go into unbelief. God, we repent of our unbelief. We renounce it in the name of Jesus, and we break its power off of our lives in Jesus' name. We take up your truth, Father. We praise you for it, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us into all truth. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters to rise up with new faith today, to go after those things that you've spoken over them, to speak those things themselves. In Jesus' name. Until next time, God bless you.